Good evening. You're listening to Disturbing Dreams from Audio Interface. My name is Pete Zylander. Kicking off the show tonight, although kicking is probably the wrong word. What's a word that's less physical? Easing us into the show? That sounds too friendly. Starting, we'll go with that. Starting the show tonight, we had an excerpt from The Eater of Hearts by Electronic Death Black Dogs, which is a dark ambient project based in the Scottish Borders. I don't know too much about that one yet because that literally came out 2 days ago, I think. But the full piece is just over half an hour long, continuous piece of music. I just played you the first 5-6 minutes or so. But if you'd like to hear the rest of that, and why wouldn't you, then you can find that from the link in the show notes, which you will find at audiointerface.org or in the podcast show notes if you are listening to this as a podcast. And yes, you can do that. Not everybody knows that, but you can do that. There is a link to the feed on the show page. After The Eater of Hearts, you heard 2 AM Long Gone by Sitka. Now, that track is taken from a compilation called UFN Volume 2. That stands for Ukraine Field Notes Volume 2. And it's a benefit compilation with all proceeds going to the Musicians Defend Ukraine organization. It's a fantastic compilation. I haven't made my way through all of it in depth yet because it's about 3 hours long. But there's some really excellent stuff on there. And it comes with a PDF and EPUB publication, which goes into some detail about the music on there. And there's interviews with the artists and how they have adapted to continuing to make music during the war. It's very worth a read. So I would highly recommend you have a look at that as well. The artist himself, Sitka, said he started off making electronic music as that project around the end of 2021, and at that point he envisaged it as a sort of dubby, noisy techno jungle thing. But then since the full-scale invasion, it's obviously affected how he approaches music, and he started getting into modular synths. And that has led to that track. I don't think he's got any other releases out as Sitka officially yet, but hopefully there'll be more to come because that was excellent. So, Disturbing Dreams, this is the third episode now. As you will know if you've listened before, me aims to bring you an hour of dark ambient, unsettling journeys through sound, made slightly less unsettling, presumably, when I start talking. So I'll stop doing that again now and play you a record called For the Owl by The Utter. That was A Mottled Thicket by Piero Despers. Piero is a noise, is it right to call him a noise artist, or a sound artist is probably a better description. He collects field recordings from various locations and then pieces them together to create these narrative backdrops to various things. So this one is taken from his album Cosmos, and that is a collection of pieces which he has based around a novel which is called, what's it called? I've written it down and there are too many words in front of me. It makes sense. It's a novel called Cosmos, which is by Witold Gombrowicz. And Piero says that in the novel, there are various sonic descriptions that don't really advance the plot but set a certain mood, and he's used these descriptions as a guide to select sounds from his collection of field recordings and then piece them together to evoke passages from the book. So I think I'd actually quite like to read the book and then have Piero's music playing at the same time, because I do like a soundtrack to a book. Speaking of music that is made based on a narrative, the next one I'm going to play you is by Tiago de Sant, and this is when you hear this album, which is called Vermilion Dandelion, you would think that this was the soundtrack to a film. And when I asked Tiago about that, he said that that's because the way he tends to work is by creating a story. He basically writes a story and then makes the soundtrack to that. So in this one, the story is a kind of post-apocalyptic thing, which I won't go into too much detail about, because you can look for yourself. But Tiago's actually even made a trailer for this, as if the film existed. And I watched this trailer, and I said to him, I would watch that film. So I don't know if it's within the scope of his reality to make a full-length post-apocalyptic feature film. Probably not, and it's probably better to just carry on making music when it's as good as this. So the piece I'm going to play you now is from the album Vermilion Dandelion, and it's called Bait. That was Blood Red Signs of Late Autumn by Zext. Zext is a Japanese artist, his actual real human name being Takashi Hayashi, and that is taken from his Rhapsody in Patching album, which is an ongoing work that he's continuously adding tracks to. So he told me that he started doing this as a kind of patchwork of modular synth, as a sort of compositional experiment, I think you would say. So I think the idea with this album is that every track is recorded live and done in a single take. So I don't think there's much, if any, editing that goes on afterwards. So they're kind of live performance pieces. And apparently he's going to keep adding tracks to this release up to the album capacity limit. I don't know if that is the Bandcamp limit, his own personal limit. Who knows? There's currently 15 tracks on it, though, and that's just one of them. Before Zext, we had Phantoms by Miss Zan. That is from the Kill Me Faster EP, which is full of harsh noise, death, industrial, raw, unfiltered sounds with elements of gabber techno and some melodic fragments and other textures that are shaped and twisted into those kind of noises, which are noisy, but also quite compelling, I think you would agree. Next up, we have a track called Abyssal Gullrun. I don't know if Gullrun is a real word or not, but it's Abyssal Gullrun by Disfigured Robot Child, and I can't tell you anything about that one at all, because some people, and this isn't a criticism at all, but some people like to just remain anonymous. This is the Disfigured Robot Child. I thought about trying to crossfade that one smoothly, but it was never really going to happen. Abyssal Gullrun by Disfigured Robot Child there. Next up, we have My Heart and the Broad River Are at Peace. This is taken from an album called Alone Along White Clouds I Return, and it's explorations inspired by the Tang Dynasty poet Wang Wei. There's also a collection of videos that accompanies this album, which are all on Vimeo. So have a look at those if you get a minute. The artist is Sama Robrin. Okay, we have reached the end of another Disturbing Dreams. This is Je Me Souviens, Part 4, by Frank Martin, and this is taken from an album with that same title, Je Me Souviens, and it's an exploration into quadraphonic Eurorack modular synthesis. This is an album which is in that grand style of modular synth stuff. Kind of plays as a long form hypnotic piece. So I just chose that one for you from the album, mostly because you can hear Frank talking in that, using the phrase "Je me souviens," which is taken from a graphic novel called The Incal. And he said, "If this is all a dream, and this is disturbing dreams," so I thought that fit quite well. So that's it for another week, nearly. Thanks very much to everybody who has been sending music. Please carry on doing that. If you make music yourself, you can submit it for play on this or other audio interface shows by going to audiointerface.org and clicking the submit music link. We will end now with another piece from the Vermilion Dandelion album by Thiago de Sant, because basically I really struggled to pick just one. So I thought, you know what? It's my show. I can play two if I want. So we're going to end with Electric Memories from Vermilion Dandelion by Thiago de Sant. Sleep well, my friends. Sleep well.